I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious. SAFM Breakfast. With Beck and Soda. Start listening.
Hey guys, welcome along to the podcast. Beck, how you doing?
I'm excited for this Sunday. Footy's back at Adelaide Oval.
It certainly is. If you're a Crows fan as well here in Adelaide, well, you're back on Saturday up on the Gold Coast. Travis Boak, the Port Adelaide superstar, will be joining us. Beck, he has a new hobby. Now, Boakey is famously renowned for being ultra-professional, right?
Yeah.
He does not leave a stone unturned. This new hobby is going to take his football to a new level. It's about mindfulness, and we could all do it. In fact, most of us have already probably done it in our life as kids.
It's been a lot of years since I've done it, but you still do it regularly.
I love doing it regularly. Even nightly I've been doing it, and Boakey has too. He's only started this in the last 4 or 5 weeks, and I can tell you he looks relaxed, he looks chilled, and he looks focused.
He does.
This is a hobby that you need to get into. Beck, you need to get back into it, all right?
Well, if anyone's going to get me into a hobby, it's Boakey.
All right, we're going to find out what it is very shortly.
All right, let's get into this podcast, Beck and Soda on SAFM.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Now, you and the boss, Flack, have been comparing toys this morning. What have you brought in and it's disrupted you completely?
Well, no, Flack and I, he told me that he's been getting involved in Lego, obviously, for a long time.
Yeah.
He's right into it. And he told me about this great Camaro that he built. And I just said, well, as a matter of fact, Flack, I have got the same Camaro. And got a very special guest coming up later in the show who has the same Camaro as well. So it's bring your Camaro to work day. It's great, but I was bringing my little piece of Lego in that took me hours and hours to build, and I dropped it on the way in. So we've been reconstructing it this morning with the expertise of Boss Flack.
Yeah, it was very hard to keep the meeting on track because you were also going, oh, my fluffy dice aren't hanging the same way as yours, and then you reassembled your fluffy dice.
Beautiful. Lego is something, seriously, for adults. It is something that I reckon is really, really good for having that mindfulness and being in the moment. It's like going to the movies or being on a plane. Like you're there doing what you need to be doing. So all the other things that are happening in your world at the moment don't creep into you. And it's brilliant.
Like
and
a jigsaw puzzle?
Perhaps.
Or absolutely. An adult colouring book?
Yes.
I'm sorry to any of the adult colourers out there. But
it's a COVID thing, I reckon.
Yeah, maybe.
3 or 4 years ago, people really started doing that.
Yeah, they did. I got given an adult colouring book as a gift.
Yep.
And I just, it wasn't for me. Nothing beats scrolling on Instagram for me. That's mindfulness.
When you say adult colouring book, it's not a naughty
colouring
book, is it?
Oh, God, no.
I need the right colour of flesh for this particular body part.
You probably find something.
There's something in that.
Yeah, you use the sheen of the black texture to get the leather right.
Yes.
You know, and that's
I was using a black texture.
I
decided to customize it as.
Yeah. All right. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah. No, you took it there. No, adult colouring book is in a colouring book for adults. It was just flowers and stuff, but it wasn't for me. Yeah. Maybe I'll try Lego.
Maybe there's a market in adult colouring books, though.
I think there is.
Yeah.
We've just shark-tanked
it'd be
something.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You can do it.
I imagine there's a particular body part that you probably wrote a lot in your school textbook at school, did you? Did you do the whole, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No idea.
Yeah,
I don't know where you're going.
C and B.
No idea. No.
Beck's just
drawn one. And I've got to say, if that's what you reckon it looks like, I'm surprised you've got 3 kids.
SAFM Breakfast.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Hey, Tea Tree Gully, the council up there are getting, well, perhaps a little stuffy. And there's a particular shop up there and their advertising has really got to one of the councillors because it's, the shop's called Sexyland. Are you familiar with it?
Take me now.
Take me now to Sexyland. Obviously, you can only have those ads at certain times. But when you look at the shop here, it's got a bit of a Target feel about the window looking at this. But everyone standing in there is wearing some rather unusual gear. The mannequins,
yes. You made it sound like there were real live models standing in the window.
No, the mannequins. There's a male mannequin and it looks like he's wearing sort of some sort of half medieval chainmail suit.
He does. He's got
with
a hood.
He's like a an executioner. Almost looks like he needs a big axe. But what he's wearing is a set of pants. Is quite bizarre. It looks like some sort of leather number, maybe some buckles and that on there. But the problem that we've got there is this is right on Northeast Road. Kids could be walking past and there are some scantily clad. I'm not sure.
To be honest, think the underwear that the women are wearing, there's negligee, there's some suspender belts, I believe. I can identify that as a suspender belt. But do you know what? If you walk through the mall, Honey Burdette, the lingerie shop, or Victoria's Secret has very, very similar underwear in the window. I don't have a problem with it, and I'm quite prudish at times.
You're comfortable with it? Well, this councillor said that obviously they need to not be so explicit because it's not great for kids, which is a fair point. But their advertising is terrific, I mean, this time of year, because it actually says here, celebrate Easter, 20% off rabbits.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
You know the best thing about that? Yeah. It will be a memory that lives with you for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. You want to register, get mum and dad to do it now, safm.com.au.
Absolutely. Beck, I'm still going into the second week of having a trial dog.
Yes.
So little Mavis, a little black cavoodle, nearly 5 years of age. We're meant to have her for three nights last weekend.
Yep.
We're celebrating a week with Mavis.
The kids won't give her up.
Not at all. Not at all. This morning when I left for school, I had three kids up at 5 a.m. and they were getting – did I say when I left for school? No, I left for work. Yeah. I think I just said when I left for school. I had three kids up at 5 a.m. playing with the dog. It's
Mavis,
remarkable.
Blink twice if you need help.
Now, it's funny too because this is a whole trial, right, to turn around and say, like, guys, if you can handle this dog and you can look after her really well, we could maybe think about getting you a dog.
Cool.
Right. Is that the best way to go about it? I mean, you're a dog owner. You've had dogs.
Yeah, we just hard launched our dogs and with varying degrees of success, Wolfie is still not working out for us. Well, for me.
Yeah. But I'm concerned with just throwing the dog. What do you call it, the hard launch?
Yeah.
If I just go the hard launch, maybe I'll end up having to do everything.
I think it's a smart way you're doing it. Yeah.
So this dog now, we're talking with its owner, we're almost in a shared care type scenario and perhaps looking at some sort of reunification process with
like
Mavis and the owners. Yeah, just to be able to introduce her back there because now she's, you know, on the Vegemite toast and which you said though, please,
yeah,
you've got to
be
careful.
Careful of salt content, not too much salt for dogs, not good.
No grapes, no chocolate, I've been told.
Yes, definitely grapes.
Why not grapes?
Well, yeah, grapes, no good.
I never would think to feed a dog a grape, but if you drop a grape on the floor.
But so Felix already, the 11-year-old, he's going, right, well, Dad, this is great. This is going nice. So we're going to get a dog and we're going to call a Brody. I said, why Brody? He goes, I just like the name.
Brody.
Yep. He's going, I said, what if it's a girl? And he goes, well, it'll be she Brody. So going with Brody.
Brodette.
And I thought, Brody, well, that's a, I mean, clearly human name, but it's a doggy sort of name.
Yeah, there are some human names that cross to.
Now, dogs you've had, what have you had when you were little?
Sam and Toby as kids, and then my adult dogs are Henley, R.I.P., and Wolfie,
Henley
soon
and Wolfie.
To be R.I.P.
Oh, hey, don't be like that. Wolfie's a beauty. Big big Samoyed. So Sam and Toby, so two of them, they're very human names.
Yeah.
Well, Sam's a bit doggy.
Sam can go either way.
Yeah, absolutely. But Henley and Wolfie are a doggy name, obviously. Henley after the suburb. I've had, since the little, Gigi, Pebbles. Arnold. Because he's a boxer and he was really big and
cute.
Musty, like Arnold Schwarzenegger until he got hit by a car. What else? And I think that's it. And, Pax. That's Pax, my dad's dog now. So Gigi, Pebbles, Arnold, Pax. So generally doggy sort of names.
All right. So 131060, we wanted to know, did your dog have a human name?
Oh, and a quintessential human name. Not a hybrid, you know.
Yeah.
Not a Brody or something like that, right? We want something that's really, really human. Mark from Unley Park. Mark, who have you got at home?
Hey, mate, we got a dog called Dave.
Oh, I love it.
Dave the dog.
Yeah, Dave
when
the
he's
dog.
When he's naughty, he's called David.
Oh, Mark, that's brilliant. What sort of dog?
He's a cavoodle as well.
Oh, nice. How do you find the cavoodles? Good?
Oh, yeah, they're great. Great family dogs, lots of fun. They don't chase the ball very well, but apart from that, they're good.
Yours doesn't shed?
Second?
Yours doesn't shed any hair?
No, so you have to get them shaved every now and again, and then they're dumb for a few months.
Good boy, Davey.
Yeah, the designer dogs clubs.
Right. Karitza from Para Hills. Karitza, who have you got?
I have Rodney, the American Staffy.
Oh, that's good.
Is Rodney a good boy?
Oh, no, he's a very naughty boy. He likes to steal clothes off the line. He has very good taste, liked by Catman.
Oh, the Catman do?
Yep, he ripped it to shreds. And hit it behind the trampoline.
Rodney.
Come on. Right, 131060. I'm still trying to work out whether Brody's a good enough name or can we find a more human name for him. If your dog has got a really human name, 131060, give us a buzz.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Yeah, 131060 is our number.
Soda has a little trial dog called Mavis, which is a super cute. It's like it's a retirement village.
It almost sounds like it's a black dog that it needs a purple rinse run through it, doesn't it? Really, if it's called Mavis. Mm. We're looking for dog names. Now, Felix, when we get our dog, wants to run with Brody, but I'm thinking, I want something a little more human for a dog. Hey, just got a text. Erin Phillips is listening in. Good morning, Flipper. We'll have you back on the show next week. She said her friend called their dog Jeffrey.
Jeffrey's distinguished. Good. I feel like Jeffrey's a boxer.
Yes. Jeffrey's a good name. Little Jeffy.
Yeah, that's cute.
All right. Lisa from Malala. Lisa, who have you got at home?
Hi, I've got Izzy, Emily and Daisy.
Oh, brilliant. They sound like your three daughters.
they are. My furry daughters. Yep.
Oh, and what breed are they?
They're Cocker Spaniels.
Oh, very nice. And what about when you're mad at them? You can't really extend those names, can you?
Well, I've got Izzy Wiz. Yep. Emily just gets extended and Crazy Daisy.
Right. I love it. I love it, Lisa. Emily, Izzy and Daisy. Very nice.
All right. Joy and Kapunda, what are your dog's names?
I have Ali and Jet. Ali is a 13-year-old Jack Russell. And she's always naughty. She's biting people's ankles. Oh. We call her Alison when she's doing that because she gets called that quite a lot.
That's actually really cool.
Alison. Alison's a real middle-aged woman name. It's like mine. It's like Rebecca. Mm. You're not naming any kids these days Alison,
I don't think. What about Rebecca for a dog?
Yeah, that's good.
What about if we call our dog Rebecca?
Who's the dog in this scenario?
Sit! Rebecca, sit. Rebecca, talk.
Yeah.
Roll over? No.
All right, 131060. Lots of dog
don't tickle my tummy
names. Does your dog have a human name?
Scratch me behind the ears.
131060, give us a call.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We're talking dog names that are human names. A very good morning to Barry, Louie, Adonis, Doris and Hazel, who are part of the My Dog's Day Out Adventure dog walking family.
A dog called Adonis.
Adonis
is good.
Adonis is a great dog's name.
That sounds like the sort of dog that would hang around with Harry McCleary. Yeah. Who was the Hazel?
Doris.
Doris the dog is good.
She's beautiful.
Kayla on Facebook, she's got a black cat called Paul. That's awesome.
Yes,
Paul.
That's so funny.
And a golden retriever called Wesley.
Yeah.
Wes. That's pretty good. And Michelle, they've got a Labrador called Megan.
Megan.
Named after Meghan Markle.
Okay. Trish, I wonder how our followers are going. I have to check back in. Trish in Door Park, what's your dog's name?
Hi, guys. I've got a little Henry.
Oh, beautiful. What sort of dog's Henry?
He's a Cavalier Terrier Cross from a shelter. He's 9 years old now and he's just my best friend. He does everything with me. This morning I was on the treadmill. Usually has an exercise ball that he does his own thing on while I'm exercising because he likes to exercise as well. But I put it away last night and he kept jumping on the treadmill and flying off the back. It was so hilarious. He is fine. He didn't get hurt. But, Henry's a very active little nine-year-old.
Hey, Trish, why don't you set the treadmill up to about 16K an hour and take a video and you'll go viral, but just make sure there's a pillow on the back.
Yeah.
The best time it was on Aiden, he did shoot off pretty fast.
Okay. Jagmeeta, how are you doing?
Hi, morning.
Now, who have you got at home?
I had a Dalmatian called Dennis.
Yep.
Yes, and because he was quite the menace.
Dennis the Dalmatian. Oh, my Henley was a Dalmatian, Jagmeeta, and every time I see one, I almost cry.
Oh, they're adorable.
Hey, Jagmeeta.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously from India.
That's right.
Yeah, you sound like you're sort of from like Chandigarh or somewhere like near the Himalayas. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. That's the capital of two states.
Yeah. Good on you.
How do you know
Dennis Indian Adelma. I mean, it's dialects. Obvious. I mean, have you heard any of the Indian cricketers that have been interviewed? And, like, the ones from Chandigarh sound exactly like Jack Meter. Good on you. Dennis the Dalmatian. Imogen from Ranella. Okay, Imogen, what's your dog's name?
Montgomery Magnus Mug.
Where on earth did that come from?
Well, he's a Maltese Shih Tzu cross Siberian Husky, and he's about the size of a corgi.
Hang on. Aren't huskies big?
Yes, but his mum was the Shih Tzu, his dad was the Husky. Don't think of the mechanics.
Oh, no, I'm just, that well, seems unfair.
If it was the other way around, he'd have a fair reach.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Refuel with Nippy's Chocolate Milk.
Nicely done, Bokey. A beautiful goal.
With Beck and Soda, we'd like to welcome Travis Boak.
Travis Boak, welcome to 2024, the season getting underway this weekend. How are you, mate?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, we are ticking along very nicely.
It's so lovely to have the waft of your aftershave back in the studio.
Make sure I put on extra this morning. First day back.
Very nice
first
indeed.
First day of school.
Playing this weekend, of course. And how are you going, mate? Because this could be the final hurrah.
Possibly.
Could be. Well, we're not putting a timeline on it.
Come on.
Not putting a timeline on
No, I mean, I'm getting closer to that date. But, so everything now is just grateful for every game that I play and looking forward to getting out there again Sunday. Sunday, 3 o'clock's not the greatest time to start the year, is it? Yeah. But we're looking forward to getting out, at least we're at Adelaide Oval in front of our fans and kicking off hopefully a good year.
I love a Sunday afternoon. It means I can get an early night and ready for radio, so it suits me.
Now, Bokey, pre-season gone. The one before that, you took Zach Butters and Connor Rosie away with you to do some training overseas.
Yep.
And they both had amazing years. The summer just gone, you've been with Jason Horne-Francis.
Yeah, he came over.
So how did he develop? And are we going to see that breakout year from him that we saw from the two boys last year?
Yeah, he's become a better drinker.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We've got plenty of Bud Light in America and you knew him and stuff.
You would have been behaving yourself. It would have been unbelievably professional. But did you see good signs from him like you saw from the other two?
No, 100%. And I think what Jace is starting to learn, and so he's young. He's only in his, the third year, I think, now. So.
Yep.
What it takes to be a professional athlete. I think that's what the key is. And for him, he's got the talent. He's ridiculously good at footy. Now it's about putting it all together off field, on the field. And then the little things to help you become a better athlete. And I think he started to understand that over there. And that was amazing. So
what are we talking about? Just to give people a little insight, some of those things to make you that better athlete, because we know your professionalism is outstanding. What sort of tips do you give him?
Look, I think the big things are, the recovery side of things, like especially when you're young, like you can get through quite easy. You can go play footy and then go have 6-7 beers after the game and you pull up fine. Like you're young, you do it. The older you get, it gets a lot harder. So just educating them on what to do during the week in terms of how you eat, how you train, how you recover, that side of things. But then what we did over there was a little bit of running mechanics, how to use your body in a better way in games, just little things like that. And I think just to enjoy footy is a big one as well.
Now, you're big on mindfulness. You have walked in this morning with a toy. What is going on, Bokey?
Lego. Or Lego, like you like to call it over here.
No, mate, it's Lego.
It's Lego.
Okay, I don't care what anyone says. It is Lego.
Beck?
I think, I grew up saying Lego.
You know the people who invented Lego? You know what they call it?
I know they call it Lego. Well, and I like to be correct, so I've kind of changed. But I was Lego as a child.
Glad to hear it.
I was Lego as a child because that's when I played with Lego when I was a child.
So now there's Lego that says 18 plus.
Yeah.
Beck.
Adult Lego.
Adult Lego.
So you boys have both bought in the same Lego thing that you've built.
A car. We've both built the Camaro.
Camaro, yep. So I actually got into it probably about a month, five weeks ago. My first piece that I built again was like a Disney camera thing. Mm-hmm. It was quite cool. So I got back into it with that. And then now I've done a couple of cars, the Camaro and a Porsche.
Yeah.
Doing the combi at the moment. So I've got plenty going on.
But Bokey, honestly, for people, how good is it? I find it so cathartic and relaxing.
I don't even know what that word means. But I'll learn something every day. Relaxing, I guess.
But you know what I mean? Because I was saying before, it's like, if you're on a plane or if you're in the movies or you're watching something great on TV, you're really absorbed into it. You're not thinking about everything else that's going on in the world or maybe some issues you've got to deal with. The Lego is exactly the same.
It is. You're right. It's peaceful. So it's like you've had a stressful day at work. You come home. And you got to have something outside of what you do to just relax you. And I guess Lego is certainly one of them. Surfing for me, golf, whatever it is.
Yep.
You literally sit there, you're looking at the instruction book and putting pieces together. Like everything else doesn't matter. Like, it's quite peaceful. It is.
It is absolutely fantastic, mate. I love it. I finished a McLaren on the weekend too, to go with the Camaro.
Yeah, just building the car collection.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Then where do you put them? There's too much clutter in my house already. Do you have like
a shelf?
Well, I live by myself, so I'm pretty good. I don't have too much clutter.
Put them on display.
Mm. Put them on display, yeah. Little LED lighting I've got on the wall. It's great. Up. It's beautiful.
I love it.
All right, Berkey, good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Listen
very
out
much.
For me. Come on the pair.
Good to be back.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun.
SAFM.